soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on December 28th, 2016. I'm titling this message, Tilt. Tilt. What does it mean when something has a tilt or is tilted or tilting? It's when something is leaning to a side on a slope and is not straight. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to be very, very, very careful. Not gullible, not simple-minded people, but we have to be very diligent, earnestly careful, as our Lord has taught us and the apostles that were personally taught by Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit, and enabled to instruct and bring correction to sheep, sheep of the Lord that were purchased through the blood of Jesus Christ in his own body, bearing the sins of the world, and those that repent and have faith in Jesus may have their sins remitted. And we have to be careful because there's a war for the souls of men, a war against the Lord. And the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So don't be at your leisure or on your lees. Don't be a half-baked cake, which means you're not thoroughly processed through the workings of the Lord in your life, where you've sort of changed a little here and there once upon a time. It's time to be absolutely diligent, very, very careful, to study, to show yourself diligent, acceptable, and pleasing to the Lord as a workman that needs not be ashamed, that could correctly, rightly, or straight cutting the word of truth. There's a right way to handle the word of the Lord, not deceitfully, but truthfully, purely, and that must come from the Lord. You must go to Jesus. Jesus made it very clear, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy, my burden is light, but he said, learn from me. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Jesus is the source. Now, religion is the same. It doesn't change by nature. There's professional people that perform in religion, and there's spectators that participate in religion. But what God has called people to in his kingdom is to submit from the heart and believe the Lord, to seek him, to follow him, to learn from him, and grow in grace and in knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you're to test the spirits. Don't believe every spirit, but try them. See if they're of God. And put all the doctrines and things that are done and said around in the world and in the religious world, put it to a test for scrutiny for the truth. The truth is a very fine line, but there isn't any tilt to the word of God, to the truth. It's absolutely truthful, pristinely clean and pure. Here's a scripture in Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6. Listen, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove you, and you be found a liar. God will never approve and endorse someone that puts words in his mouth far more than you would allow people to misalign, misspeak, or misrepresent something you do or say. But this is God Almighty and his Son, who's a perfect representation, the outshining of his glorious person, who's a stamped image. This is out of Hebrews the first chapter. If you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father, and no one knows the Father except he whom the Son reveals him. No, ladies and gentlemen, you've been told a lie. If you think you can just go to a religious grouping called a church and sit down on a pew and just give money and just give homage and just go through your own pursuits of life and never know the Lord, never know his voice, never seek him, never learn from him. Put your trust in the Lord. Come to Jesus. Follow him. And the lies will be so clear, so pronounced. Listen to this. This is Jesus teaching in Luke 11:34 and following. The light of the body is the eye. This is a parable. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is clear or single, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is evil, your body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in you be not darkness. If your whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle does give you light. Other things the Lord has said about this is that people that are in darkness stumble over, they don't even know what they're stumbling over because they can't see. Jesus talked about the religious system as blind guides and blind leaders that were leading the blind. Well, how silly. Why would people follow someone who's blind? They can't see. They don't know where they're going. They don't see the dangers. Well, Jesus said, let them go because they're both going to fall into the ditch. The Lord doesn't want his sheep blind or in darkness. And this is what Paul said. We're not in darkness. We're not of the night. We're not asleep. We are to buy oil for our lamp so we can have light in the dark hour, in the midnight hour of the earth, because gross darkness is coming upon the earth. But the glory of the Lord will be with those that love him and abide in him, delighting in him, looking for his return. Jesus is the light of the world. It's another text that Jesus said. He is the light of the world. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. That's John 8:12. Walk in the steps of Jesus, follow him, and you'll not be in darkness. You'll see all the corruption. You'll see all the lies because he's going to make it a miracle for you. So, no, don't just sit there on a pew. Don't believe everything that's said and done in the name of Jesus. No, because there's wolves in sheep's clothing. There's masqueraders. But they're obvious if you understand what the Lord has said about them, how to tell. They give it away by the things they say, by the things they do, and they have the same markers. One day I was meditating about this, and this is something I wrote, and the Lord showed me, I wasn't being critical, he showed me this comes out of the understanding that I have given you. The Lord wants us to understand these things. I wrote, just now pondering, the religious pew sitters abdicate a walk with the Lord. What does that mean? That means they relinquish or give up a walk with the Lord. To hire a hireling, to play a role of mediator to the mediator. This is what they do. And this is so funny because it obviously is so contrary to the word of God. In John 10, Jesus talked about the hirelings. They don't care about the sheep. They run when the enemy comes, when the wolf comes, because they don't care about sheep. They just want to eat them themselves. And they hire a hireling. They pay someone to be the religious professional over them. Why do they do this? they look for a mediator to the mediator because they don't know the mediator, which is Jesus. There's only one mediator between God and man, and it's the man Christ Jesus. But yet they set up someone that eclipses him and acts as the master. Since they're going to pursue their own life in this world, they know by conscience they do not have the word of truth that is in Christ. The word of truth is used 7 times in the scriptures. Where does the word of truth come from? It's the open, quickened, revealed word of the Lord. As Jesus said, that he was taught by the Father. He was taught by hearing the Father, by as the Father commanded him, and as what he saw from the Father, and that is what he taught. That is how Paul managed his spiritual life after turning from religion of Judaism, the religion of men, the customs of men, the traditions of men, the vain philosophies, and all the things that are rebuked by Jesus in Matthew 23, of the extortion and the hypocrisy. But this is how religion operates. The people are largely going to do their own thing, and they don't give much interest in pursuit of the Lord himself. Because of that, they know by their conscience they do not have the word of truth that's in Christ, and they cannot have the confidence in their relationship with the Lord, since there is none. Thus, the system persists of clergy, laity, false shepherds, and false sheep. What a shame. The broken cistern masters that act as a mediator, oracle, they spew out regurgitated hearsay doctrines of men. Just like Paul says, he was teaching the things that were passed down through the fathers. This is in Galatians chapter 1. It's in Philippians chapter 3. This is how religion, they go to schools, they go to seminary schools, and they just pass on the doctrine, and they not sat at the school that the people of the Lord went through. Where's that school? It's having the Lord himself be your teacher. The Lord is my teacher. He has taught me his testimonies. He has given me knowledge, his understanding, and he's given me perception. The people drink in the hearsay doctrines of man. They participate in the pagan system, ritualized and Christianized, adding Jesus to the pagan Saturn worship of Saturnalia, and Easter or Sunrise Sunday, they call it, trying to Christianize the worship of Tammuz, rising up in the morning, facing the east, and worshiping the sun. All these things were done. Nothing's new under the sun. Read Ezekiel chapter 8. In the worship of the Queen of Heaven, ancient Israel, Ashtoreth, Columbia, Semiramis. She has different names, different regions, same goddess worship. People drink these things in and they become polluted, where Jesus said, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is false doctrine and hypocrisy. Today I meditate on these things, I wrote, about the vineyard of old in Isaiah 5. As opposed to the vineyard or the new man that's in Christ by faith in the operation of God, the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus, and having faith in this most powerful, dynamic act of God in our life. God showed his wrath upon natural vineyard of religion, Isaiah 5, when he was looking for good grapes and he came back and found wild grapes. And he'd built a tower and hedged it and caused the rain to cause it to grow and planted a good, choice vineyard. But the Lord found a cry and oppression and corruption. All these things were written so the people that would follow in the faith of Jesus would not do the same sins. But as in Isaiah chapter 1, the Lord said there's only a remnant, that the people do not know him. They're in religion, and God says enough is enough. Repent. Learn to do right. Learn to do good. Help the oppressed. Help the widow. Do right. Turn from your wicked, evil ways, says the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to break up your fallow ground. Don't sow among the thorns. Remove the foreskin of your heart. Remove the idols and the thorns and the thistles and the things that choke the word. And ask God to help you to hear his voice and to be taught of the Lord from the Lord through the Holy Spirit. And as you seek the Lord, as your fellowship is with God, your fellowship is with his Son, Jesus Christ, and your fellowship is with the Spirit. And as you do that, the Lord, the shepherd, will link you along with other sheep that love him, that have the same mind, the same faith, the same spirit, and you will be speaking the same delightful treasures that the Lord has given you and has given them, and you will find you have the same Lord. Praise the Lord. There's a lot of things going to be changed as the Lord brings correction in the land and is offering people to turn from religion unto the kingdom of God, to turn from the churches, which are Lord's houses. Do a study, the etymological study of the origin of the English word church. It's a place. It's a thing. It's a system. It's same as a synagogue was a place, a thing, and a system. Well, Jesus himself, it says in the Gospels, he would go into their synagogue. Ladies and gentlemen, the assembly of the Lord is not a brick and mortar place that you can go to. It's people. And Paul wrote about it in Ephesians 2. And Peter talked about it in 1 Peter 2. That we're living stones, a whole spiritual house built up in Jesus Christ, that we could offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. It's only one way to be acceptable to God. And it's through Jesus Christ. Be diligent, ladies and gentlemen. Study. Learn of the Lord from the Lord through the Holy Spirit. And if you humble yourself as a child, and as if you are obedient to the Lord, and as you're abiding truthfully in the true, genuine vine of the Lord Jesus Christ, and are pure before him, having faith, the Lord will keep you and he will guide you. He will teach you and instruct you in the way you shall go. He will guide you with his eye and you will have no part darkness. And you will see the lies and the tilt and the twisted things that men are doing in the name of Jesus. People are abdicating the relationship and hiring religious professionals to be a mediator to the mediator, Jesus himself, because they really know they don't know the Lord. And they don't give it much attention, and they're full of worldliness. It's time to study these things. Real life example. I saw today a man that's doing a prophecy, and it's more of a oracle that he writes, and he speaks much of himself and promotes his own word and prophecy. Where, ladies and gentlemen, prophecy is a manifestation of the Spirit of God, where all the believers may prophesy one by one, and the others are to judge it or weigh it for its accuracy and purity. We're not to set up men and their oracle and their word, this man's word and that man's word. Again, if you're seeking the Lord and hearing from the mouth of the Lord, it's the same word, it's the same Holy Spirit, the holy word of the Lord. That he's speaking to his people. Well, they're calling the Trump prophecy. And this man says many things out of his emotionalism and distorted perception of the kingdom of God and his perception of what God is doing and God is saying. We're not to be entangled in the affairs of this world. We're of a holy nation, the kingdom of God. And people way over identify with their natural, the natural kingdom that they are, or nationalism that they are of. We're to pray for our rulers and the kings of the earth that we would live a peaceful and quiet life. But what is God doing? God is looking for a harvest. And that comes by the seed of the gospel. And that's why when you see men that set themselves as watchmen or as prophets or oracles, where's their gospel? Where's their love for Jesus? Where's their glorying and pointing men to Jesus? No, you see them pointing to themselves, and that is one of the telltale manners of ways that you can see what's really going on. Well, they're talking about Trump being a Cyrus, and on the Jim Baker show, he mentioned that, have you heard what the rabbis are doing? How the rabbis, are we listening to rabbis, ladies and gentlemen? Are we listening to leaders of an unregenerate religion, Judaism, giving that credence? Well, they're calling for Trump and Putin to come together as Cyrus, as the role of a Cyrus to prepare and rebuild the temple. Is God looking for a rebuilt temple in Jerusalem? Read Isaiah 66 for the answer. Have you not read that our bodies are the dwelling place of God, are the house of God, or temple of God? Is God truly looking for a brick and mortar institution rebuilt? Tilt. Tilt. It's deception. It's delusion. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to them that put their trust in him. Don't add to his words. Don't subtract from his words. Don't put a slant and a tilt to what God says. Don't misrepresent what he is saying. Don't misrepresent the Lord. He's absolutely pure. Paul is the chief example that's right here in our scripture. He was so zealous, so religious, trained in the theology of man, Judaism, from his countrymen, from his DNA bloodline people. He was of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, circumcised the eighth day, concerning the law, very zealous. He was more zealous than all his countrymen. He was persecuting sheep of Jesus. Blasphemous, speaking evil of Jesus and blasphemous against the new covenant that's in the blood of Jesus, calling it a lie when it's the truth. Injurious, persecuting, harming, killing Christians. And Jesus appeared to Paul, changed his life. And Jesus called him and said that God had called him before his mother's womb to reveal the grace of God, that he would preach the gospel to the Gentiles. And the Lord taught Paul in Ephesians 4, 21 and following. It says, you've not so heard, learned of Christ. If so be, you've heard him and been taught by him as the truth is in Christ. Paul had all the deception. He had all the rabbinic schools of thought and all the doctrines and all the belief systems that were nothing. Paul said, I counted it but dung. All these things, I count them but dung that I could win the excellency that's in Christ Jesus. And he was taught by the Lord. And Paul did not confer with flesh and blood. He did not even consult with the apostles. And I'm asking you, please, consider why Paul would not meet with the other apostles or even consult with them. There's a reason. And Paul is the example of all those that would come after and believe on him and call upon the name of the Lord of grace and mercy that's in God through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Justified freely by his grace, not of works that we've done, but by his mercy. Paul was talking in Galatians 2:6. He came across where he saw the other apostles, but of those who seemed to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it makes no matter to me, he says. God accepts no man's person. Man's anthropos in Greek. Person is prosopon. For they seemed to be somewhat in conference, added nothing to me. Ladies and gentlemen, God doesn't accept a man's persona. He does not accept or embrace, or he's not titillated by what a man projects about themselves, how rich they are, what they've overcome, who they are, what they've done. The world even has a saying, all men put their pants on one leg at a time, just like all the other men. God doesn't accept any man's person, and neither should we. We're not to give sway to the rich, sit here, to the poor, sit there. These things are wicked. The wisdom of man perishes. It's vain. Holding up one man over another man, when Paul has gone over to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 2, and 3, and look at chapter 4. About the division, about exalting one man over another. And here it is, the grace of God, the gift of Christ that manifests in these ministries of the Lord for the perfecting of the body of Christ. They've received revelation from the Lord, ministry and grace and all the things that God supplies. Why would any man boast over another man? It's the Lord that has provided. We have nothing to glory in except Jesus Christ. This is what Paul's trying to explain. And this is why Paul stands aside, because he was deceived. He was deceived by religion, by man, and he was no way going to do that again. But he was going to sit at the source of truth. And his name is Jesus. And the same is true for us today. Ladies and gentlemen, seek Jesus. Seek him. Ask him. Seek and knock. Ask, you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, the door shall be open. Be obedient to the Lord. He'll give you the Holy Spirit. 1 John 2:20 says, we have an unction from the Holy One where we know all things. That word know is to have knowledge, understanding, and perception. It's the people that had eyes and seeing, they wouldn't perceive. They have ears and they're hearing, but they don't understand, ladies and gentlemen. The scriptures are full of this through the prophets, Ezekiel, Isaiah, used through the New Testament, and the prophets of the apostles of Jesus in the book of Acts, in the gospel of Jesus relaying this to the religious people. But everyone's given an opportunity to hear the words sown going forth in this hour. A lot of change and correction is coming. This man I was telling you about, distorting the word of God, speaking of his own prophecy, but it was flawed by doctrine. By giving an eye from the Lord, you see these things. You can see the tilt. That he was saying that God wasn't judging the wicked or judging the United States, the nation of the country, because of abortion, but that God was judging what he said, the church. And what he meant was people that are called saints, the holy ones of the Lord, the disciples of Jesus. This man saying God's judging you because abortion was allowed to be passed and because people are aborting their babies. That's not true. The scriptures are full that God is righteous and he makes a difference between the righteous and the wicked. Very important to make a distinction, ladies and gentlemen, between the pure words of God and the crooked, tilted words of men. They have an agenda and it affects their doctrine, and it's not sound doctrine. It's not the true doctrine. God's not called us and holding us responsible for the ways of the wicked that have chosen rebellion against the Lord, that sin, and abort their babies and do many atrocities. He's not holding the righteous obligated under judgment or a curse. That's a lie. Ladies and gentlemen, there's lies and myths everywhere. Seek the Lord.
This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.